Chapter 9. Train Ride Across America. The trip from San Francisco to New York usually took 7 days. Fogg needed to arrive on time so that he could catch the ship to Liverpool on December the 12th. The first unexpected problem was a very fragile bridge over a river. Passepartout heard the driver say, "The train is too heavy to cross the bridge." But the engineer said, "If we go very fast, we can cross." Passepartout was frightened. He wanted all the passengers to cross the bridge on foot, but no one wanted to listen to him. Then the engineer reversed the train for nearly a mile, preparing to cross the bridge very quickly. Then the train moved forward so fast it seemed to fly. It was travelling at 100 miles an hour when it crossed the bridge. Behind them, the bridge fell with a crash into the water far, far below. The next morning, the passengers heard shouts and then gunshots. They were very frightened. 100 Sioux Indians, armed with guns and spears, climbed onto the train. They were firing at the passengers. Many of the passengers also had guns. They were firing back at the Indians. The Indians tried to stop the train, but they did not know how. The train travelled on at top speed. The Sioux and the passengers continued shooting. The passengers shot and killed 20 Indians, but the fighting continued, and the Indians shot the driver of the train. In pain, the driver cried, "Fort Kearney Station is 5 minutes from here. American soldiers can help us there. Stop the train there."
"We shall stop it," replied Phileas Fogg.
"Wait, master, I will go," said Passepartout.
The Indians did not see Passepartout as he climbed out of the carriage and underneath the train. He crawled under the carriages until he reached the front of the train. It was very difficult, but finally he separated the engine from the carriages. The engine continued faster and faster. The carriages slowed down until they finally stopped near the station at Fort Kearney. The soldiers heard the shooting and ran out of the fort. The Sioux Indians saw them and ran away. Someone counted the passengers and they realized that the Indians had taken 3 men. One of these men was Passepartout.